You are listening to the Torah Sparks Podcast, the podcast that finds and ignites sparks of spiritual light and meaning in anything and everything, bringing out lessons and values straight from the Holy Torah. I am your host, Ori Strum. Let's jump right in. Welcome back to Torah Sparks. Thank you so much for being here. Vayichad Yisro, I want to share with you a remarkable yisod from the Chasam Sofer. And in this discussion, we're going to reveal something about mixed emotions. You ever feel like you have a love-hate relationship with somebody? You know, you're tired but awake at the same time. You're feeling down and depressed, but you're kind of elated at the same time. There's a real concept called mixed emotions. It's called emotional ambivalence. It's not a fraud. It's not a fake. It's part, you know, sometimes we get this narrow tunnel vision where we think we can only experience one feeling, one emotion at a time. But my friends, it's not the case. We are capable human beings where Hashem made us in a way where we can host multiple emotions at the same time. Emotional ambivalence, mixed emotions happening at the same time. And we're going to see something incredible, mamish incredible, from Yisro. You know, the Torah tells us in 10:9 in Parshas Yisro, it says that Yisro rejoiced. It doesn't say v'samach v'simech, it says v'yichad at Yisro. V'yichad Yisro, and Yisro rejoiced al kol hatova, on all the goodness asher osa Hashem l'Yisro, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for the Jewish people, asher hetzilo miyad Mitzrayim, he saved them from the hands of the Egyptians. You know, v'yichad Yisro, many of us know the Rashi, many of us may not, but now we'll learn it together. We know that Yisro became a ger. He converted to Judaism. He completely left everything else, all the idolatry that he was involved in. He was the prince of Midian, and he left all of that behind to become one with Hashem, to become close to the Eibishter, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayichad Yisro. He was rejoicing, of course, because Klal Yisrael just went through this breakthrough. Like the Gemara Brachos said, that we attribute him as the source to those who give blessings when a miracle happens. Because it was Yisrael, like we'll see in the next pasuk, Yisrael is the one who said, Vayomer Yisrael Baruch Hashem, blessed is God, asher hitzil eschem, who he saved you from the Egyptians. So Yisrael came up with this. He was Mechadish Baruch Hashem. Something that's on our tongues, hopefully every day. So, first of all, what gave Yisro this ability to be Mechadish? That I want to address this question in this year. How did Yisro get that, not the courage, but how did he get that creativity to be able to come up with that? Where did that come from? So, Vayichad Yisro, Yisro rejoiced, but like Rashi points out, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin 94, that he also experienced chidudim, he experienced these like prickly feelings. There was like a sharp sword, because on one hand, yes, he was so excited for the Jewish people. On the other hand, look what happened to his old nation. Look what happened to the Egyptians. Look at their demise. Look what's going on. And therefore that pained him. Because yes, he was out of it, but it was still part of who he was. This was part of his history. This was part of his heritage. He was part of that culture. And the fact that they could go down the way that they went down, it pained him. So what's going on? The Anaf Yosef explains that, yes, he's experiencing both of these reactions at the same time. He wanted to convert to Judaism, and therefore he had to be mal himself. He had to have a bris milah. That's a positive thing. Super excited for Yiddishkeit. At the same time, chidudim, that it was hard. There was this prickly feeling because of the demise of the Egyptians and that which they were going through. But then Anaf Yosef says, he was experiencing both reactions at the same time. Both of these emotions, both of these feelings were true at the same time. And perhaps that could be why the Lashon is Vayichad. It's a Lashon of Yachar, which means together, means both. Because Vayichad Yisro means both. There was these mixed emotions, they were happening at the same time. By the way, the Chasam Sofer points out that when the Pasuk says, Asher Hitzilo, where the Hashem saved them, it doesn't just mean He saved them, Klal Yisrael Yad Mitzrayim, but it means Hitzilu. He Hashem saved him, Yisrael, from Mitzrayim. How so? Because when Paro approached his three ministers and says, "Hey, what are we going to do about these Jewish people?" We know what happens. Bilam gives advice. Narak, he ends up being killed. Eov was another advisor, another minister, and he was shasak, he was quiet for the rest of his life. He endured Yisurim. But Yisro, barach v'ala l'gdula, he fled, and he ended up achieving so much greatness. And therefore, Yisro really was looking back at the story that happened many years ago. The fact that he ran away at that point, ultimately, that saved his life. So that's why Yisro is addressing that now, and he's rejoicing on all the good. Al kol ha-toiv asher asa Hashem li-Yisro, and even more, asher hetzilu miyad Mitzrayim. Not only at what Hashem did for the Jewish people, but what Hashem did for me. Asher hetzilu, him, meaning I. Yisro, look, Hashem saved me. He gave me this idea to not say anything like Bilam did, to not be quiet like Eov, but to run and flee. And ended up being the greatest decision and the greatest move of his life. And it set him up. He ended up becoming, you know, the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he ended up becoming a ger. And the parsha in the Torah, Parsha Yisro, the very parsha that houses and contains Matan Torah, is in his very own portion. The Chasam Sofer says even further. The Chasam Sofer says a massive Chiddush, and it could be based on this Chasam Sofer, a reason, you know, they ask this question, why is Matan Torah in the Torah portion that's called Yisro? Yisro was a ger. Yisro wasn't a FFB. He was a convert. Why is there this connection between Yisro and the Torah being given? And listen to this Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says that Yisro rotza levarech birchas hanisim al hatzalas Yisrael. Yisro saw kol hatayva asher asa Hashem. He saw everything that Hashem did for the Jewish people, and it was amazing, and he wished to bless the birchas hanisim. And the pasuk is made that at that time, at that moment, shebishah shenichnas levarech, the time that he came to bless Hashem, hayasameach ba'avodas Hashem alzu, he had an immense amount of simcha. This opportunity to bless Hashem for everything that he did, it created within Yisro this complete sense of simcha. V'nichnisa simcha belibo. And the simcha that entered into his heart, the what was the simcha for? The fact that he can bless Hashem. Just the mere fact that, yeah, I can bless Hashem. Wait, I can bless Hashem. It created such a level of simcha that was yoser mima shesamchu yisrael b'hatzalasam. What Yisro experienced, when the Torah is telling us Vayichad Yisro, and Yisro experienced joy, so much so he ended up saying Baruch Hashem, he was Mechadesh this, that experience of joy was more joy than what Klal Yisro felt when they left Mitzrayim. That's a Chiddush. The joy that Yisro felt was more joyful. It was a more qualitative experience of simcha than that which the Jewish people experienced from leaving the confines of Egypt. Now you can imagine how happy the Jewish people must have been leaving Egypt. But Vayichad Yisro represents a higher level of simcha that he experienced. And the Chasam Sofer brings from the Arizal that this is in the realm, like we know the Pasuk, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, that it's supposed to be Shatia b'simcha over Tuv Levav, because we know that Churban comes when Tachas Asher lo yavadeta as Hashem Elokecha b'simcha over Tuv Levav me'rov kol. The key, the cornerstone, the centrality of being a Torah Jew is simcha, is experiencing a Yiddishkeit that's in the realm of joy, that's exciting, that's passionate, that's relevant, and that's gishmak. And that when it says Vayichad Yisro, Shesamach Yisro Al, it says Vayichad Yisro Al. Al means Yoser, means more. He experienced joy more Al, Mekol Asher Asa Hashem Moshe, more than the Jewish people felt when they left Egypt. And he said Baruch Hashem. And you know, you could say this is a crazy chiddush. I want to show you a mefurish. A Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that in it, the Gemara in 94, Tzadik Dalet Amid Aleph, the Gemara says, it sets forth this criticism directed at Moshe Rabbeinu and the generation of the Jewish people who experienced the Exodus. The Gemara says, Chayotzi Badavar Ataimer, Vayomer Yisro Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzel Eschem. Yisro was the one who said, Blessed is God who rescued you from the hand of Egypt. Tana Mishum Rav, Rabbi Papias, a Tana taught in the name of Rabbi Papias, Genai Hu Lemoshe Vishishim Ribo Shalo Amru Baruch. Do I need to read that again? Genai Hu Lemoshe Vishishim Ribo Shalo Amru Baruch. It is a genai. It's to the discredit of Moshe Rabbeinu and the 600,000 Jews who experienced the Exodus that they did not say Baruch. They didn't say Baruch Hashem. Ad Shebo Yisro, it was only until Yisro came, V'amar, and he was Mechadesh, and he said Baruch Hashem. And the very next Gemara says, Vayichar Yisro, Yisro rejoice. So these are connected. There was a genai to an extent for Moshe Rabbeinu and the rest of Klal Yisrael, in comparison to Yisro. Yisro, they sang Shira. The Maral points out that Baruch is greater than Shira. Blessing God is greater than singing to God. And Yisro was the one to tap into that. Yisro experienced the greatest joy. And it could be, that's why the Torah is specifically given in Parshas Yisro, because this has to be our approach to being a Torah Jew. When we experience and celebrate and receive the Torah, it's supposed to make such a difference in our lives where this is our greatest joy, to tap into the joy that Yisro felt. It was a joy that was greater than what the Jewish people felt at the time. In the frontiers of psychology, they talk about this idea of mixed emotions, you know, channeling back to what we've been discussing Vayichad Yisro, this yachad, this togetherness of emotions, that yes, I'm becoming a Jew, but I'm also experiencing hardship. Look at my people going through this negativity. And it was this mixed emotion that is perhaps what allowed Yisro to actually be mechadesh something, namely the Baruch Hashem. What we've been saying is that this greater level of connection, even greater than the Shira that the Jewish people sang. Mixed emotion, you know, sometimes you think they're gonna get mixed and they're gonna get this taruvos where it becomes blockaded, becomes unclear, becomes hazy, it becomes like you can't tell the difference, I don't know what's gonna be. Look at the research. The research has begun to explore the impact of mixed emotions. Emotional ambivalence. The experience of mixed emotions can help employees think creatively, connecting seemingly unrelated ideas, which in turn increase creative performance. In general, to think creatively means that one needs to be aware of and be able to combine discrepant info to form a novel and useful idea. Mixed emotions provide conflicting information, which can potentially be a thought-provoking experience. So this study that they did, they had a bunch of negotiators and they put them through this test where some of them had the same emotions. There was a happy, happy group. There was an angry, angry group. And there was a group that was angry, happy. A group that had two emotions, this mixed emotions, this emotional ambivalence. And it was that group who had the angry, happy emotions at the same time coexisting. Those people were able to become more creative, to have more creative, thought-provoking ideas and solutions. So Vayichad Yisro, Yisro who's experiencing this duality of emotions, this spiritual emotional ambivalence, he was able to be mechadish something. He was able to think outside of the box. He was able to be creative and come up with this idea of Baruch Hashem, a level that's greater than the Shira that the Jewish people sang by Har Sinai. My friends, we all experience emotions. Let's appreciate the fact that we can have so many emotions. Let's appreciate the mixed emotions. And like Yisro Vayichad Yisro, when we choose to appreciate that and see that emotional ambivalence is a real thing, it'll create a spiritual counterpart of something that's productive, something that's meaningful. It'll be able to spurn our creative juices, to be able to come up with ideas, to be able to say, Baruch Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Emir Toshem, we'll see you next time.